Hello and welcome to another LifeSpring Why Christmas and LifeSpring Hymn Stories. Our carol today is What Child Is This? After we hear about the background of this beautiful song, we'll hear an artist that I'm pleased to say that I personally introduced to podcasting. I found Kat Jahnke's music at GarageBand.com early in 2007, loved it, emailed her, told her about podcasting, and she responded by posting several of her songs at the PodSafe Music Network for podcasters to use on their shows. Now she's got this new CD of Christmas music, and I just love it. And I think you'll really enjoy her rendition of our carol today. Well, enough of that. Let's find out about What Child Is This? Feelings of sadness come over me whenever I hear this deeply moving carol. It is, after all, set in the key of E minor, which is known as the saddest of all keys. Yet, triumphant joy dispels the sadness as we exclaim, This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. The melancholic melody is a famous old British tune called Greensleeves, originally a ballad about a man pining for his lost love, the fair Lady Greensleeves. Tradition says it was composed by King Henry VIII for Anne Boleyn. That's unlikely, but we do know that Henry's daughter, Queen Elizabeth I, danced to the tune. Shakespeare referred to it twice in his play, The Merry Wives of Windsor. In Act 5, for example, Falstaff said, "Let the sky rain potatoes, let it thunder to the tune of Greensleeves." It was licensed to two different printers in 1580, and soon thereafter was being used with religious texts. Its first association with Christmas came in 1642 in a book titled New Christmas Carols, in which it was used with the poem The Old Year Now Away Has Fled. The last verse says, "Come, gives more liquor when I do call, I'll drink to each one in this hall, and God send us a happy new year." For nearly 150 years, however, Greensleeves has been most identified with What Child Is This? The words of this carol are taken from a longer poem written by an insurance agent named William Chatterton Dix, born in Bristol, England, in 1837. His father was a surgeon who wanted his son to follow his footsteps, but having no interest in medicine, William left Bristol Grammar School, moved to Glasgow, and sold insurance. His greatest love was his prose and poetry for Christ. He wrote two devotional books, a book for children, and scores of hymns, two of which remain popular Christmas carols, What Child Is This? And As With Gladness Men of Old.
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet while shepherds watch are keeping? This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. Why lies he in such mean estate, where ox and ass are feeding? Good Christian, fear for sinners here, the silent word is pleading. Nail's spear shall pierce him through, the cross be borne for me, for you. Hail, hail, the Word made flesh, the babe, the Son. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. The instrumental today was Joamie Wilson from his Traditional Christmas Carols CD. Again, special thanks to Robert J. Morgan, who gave permission for us to use his books Then Sings My Soul, Volumes 1 and 2, as the basis for Lifespring Hymn Stories. Links to the music and the books can be found on our show notes page at lifespringmedia.com. If I could, I'd like to take just a moment for a virtual tip of the hat to homeschoolblogawards.com. They recently listed Lifespring Hymn Stories on their Tuesday tour of great websites for homeschoolers. Being a former homeschooling dad, I think this is very cool. Thank you, Rhonda. Check them out at homeschoolblogawards.com. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your Christmas season. Don't miss the next Lifespring Why Christmas or Lifespring Hymn Stories. I'm Steve Webb. Lifespring Media. Bringing you quality Christian and family entertainment since 2004. Brought to you in part by InTouchProductions.com.